Victor Charlie, 9 Victor Mobile, monitoring. Thank you. really close friend. Actually introduced him to his wife. She was working as I guess she was doing her internship with the College of Charleston Security. And she was going to get her master's degree in accounting at College of Charleston. And we introduced her to her husband, who is a good friend of ours, we've been on for years and years. And he had actually introduced me to my wife. So, they have a timeshare thing, one or two of them. And we ended up going 1 year to, I think it was outside of Bath, North Carolina, but it was, the place we stayed was right on the Pamlico Sound, I guess. And it had an endless pool there. The whole kit and caboodle was only four suites, I guess you'd say, in the whole building. Four or eight. But they, so it wasn't crowded at all. It was kind of out in the middle of nowhere. There's a big, long bridge that goes across. They had an endless pools. And you could sit there and swim in that pool. Crystal clear water, look at the sound, see all the way across the sound. It was just beautiful, quiet, and gorgeous. But, yeah, we've done a couple places with them on that. We went to Gatlinburg one time, and we were scheduled to go to Las Vegas one time, and we had to back out because the timing wasn't right, and work was an issue. So, but the funny thing is, the Wednesday after Shelby, we're going to Lake Murray, and that's who we're staying. We have three sites rented over there. We're going to take one. They're going to take one. And we've got some family coming up from Charleston. They're going to take the other. So we're looking forward to that also. NC9B. Okay, say Lake Murray down there near Columbia. I'm not understood. Up there, Lake Murray. We're going to actually Dreher Island State Park. I'm sure you probably know what that's at. Well, I grew up down there. I went to Lexington High School, graduated 74, so anything and everything you want to know about the area, I can probably fill you in on it. There were the Amics. Brian Amick, graduated from high school with quite a few Amics when I lived down there and went to high school down there. From, I don't forget what rank he was in the Highway Patrol, but him and another black feller, I can't remember, one of the overpasses is named. I don't know if it's for him or one of his family members, but they named the driving range for the police driving training, and they have a little village inside that for everybody doing their practicals, responding to bank alarms, that kind of thing. Did a lot of work with them when I was an instructor over there.
There was a guy, a friend of the family, worked for the sheriff's department down there. And when I was a kid, just always called him Willie. I don't remember what his last name was. It was a long time ago.
Anyhow, things go full circle, if you will. I would have never thought I'd be living in Hendersonville or outside of Hendersonville. And, totally other end of I-26. You never know, just a small world.
We were at Lake Lure for our wedding anniversary trip and ran into a couple of people, and the lady's last name was almost exactly like mine. I said, well, I guess we're cousins.
Dispatch used to be right there where you walk in the front door, and walked in there. I said, I just like to figure out the application package. And I heard, hey, Leon. This is one of the dispatchers we had in Charleston. In Small World, Nancy 9B.
Stopped and they told them to put that on there.
Well,
wherever he bought it from, released it with the all that equipment still in it.
Little antenna, you know, the little kind of round, little stubby antenna on it.
Replace all that rather than take it out. By the time you pay someone to take it out, everything is just cheaper to buy brand new ones.
Footer still works good by the way he takes on it.
Radio tree rack or whatever you call it that they had at them old cars. You put every radio you own in that thing.
Those between the seats. Roll-up windows, manual door locks, manual seats, and manual headlight switch. None of that other stuff to have to worry about going out on. Truck pushing 500,000 miles now. I can get that thing and drive from California back if I needed to.
Yeah, that's back when they made them, right?
It's built April of 1999, the very first ones of the round body style on that truck. I actually bought it from the guy that bought it new. And a dang good truck, that's for sure.
Yeah, Miles got a 99 Chevy C71, and he's got 250,000 miles on it. Still strolling right along.
Yeah, I forget the right at mileage, but it's I know it's north of 440,000, and I have put the majority of those miles on that truck since I've had it.
That's a good while. KF4NXY, y'all pick it up.
So when I get out of my truck,
and Z90.
Yeah, I keep the oil change religiously. At 4,000 miles, I run full synthetic oil with a Wix oil filter. Then the transmission gets changed almost every year, the fluid on it. Then I keep the differential changed as well. The maintenance pays off, that's for sure.
Need some heavy-duty maintenance on mine. I was going to move a fifth-wheel camper for a guy, so I put my regular fifth-wheel hitch. In the back of the truck with the, you know, the fuck system. And I just realized I got to pull that thing out before I can hook up my camper because I've got a gooseneck adapter on there, so. And then there, yeah, the two-part fifth-wheel hitch. One of them weighs about 30 pounds, and the base of it's like 60. I got to get that back off this afternoon, I guess.
The gooseneck from a fifth-wheel.
I wanted to keep my bed space, and I don't have to deal with the 60-pound base of that fifth-wheel hitch.
KN4 GSM.
It ain't lined up perfectly. It's not coming out, or going in for that matter. I've had to drive up and down our bumpy road to get it to seat properly just so I can lock it down. That's probably the best fifth-wheel hitch you'll buy. But I bought used. The guy sold his camper, and he had no use for it anymore. But I'm pulling up at work, fellas, so y'all have a good day. Ken, good to see you in here, and Dave, you should be going on about your third cup of coffee here. And Anthony, have a great day. You and us, Angela. 73 all. And C9B.
Have a safe day out there.
Be safe, brother.
Traffic out here this morning for some reason.